Yes, Meek Millie right here on Boom 103.9. Philly's hip-hop and R&B. I'm Mina. Say what? Welcome to Mina's house. Gonna let these little Uzi tickets go in a little bit. You know that he is coming home for the holidays. Yes, it's happening on Saturday, December 8th at the Wells Fargo Center. Hope you've been listening because I got my trivia coming up in just a little bit. Right now, though, I got Solomon Jones online. He's a columnist and author. He is going to talk to us about Election Day on Tuesday. Hello?
Mina.
Hi, Solomon Jones.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. It's a beautiful Saturday. The Sixers are playing. Can't complain.
There you go.
Listen, I wanted to have you call in because I wanted you to talk about the election this Tuesday. I know a lot of people get beat over the head with the whole, like, you got to vote, you got to vote. But I want people to understand what they're voting on.
Okay.
You know? So can you tell us a little bit about it? Because, you know, this is a super-duper important election.
So, you know, there are a couple of things going on. One is, you know, a lot of people, especially in black and brown communities, are not satisfied with what they see out of the Trump administration in Washington, D.C. If you don't like it, then you need to vote. The only way to put a check on a president is through Congress.
Right.
Right? And so you need to vote. If you don't like what he's doing, then vote for the opposite party so that the opposite party can be a check on him in Congress. That's the main way that you can make your voice heard on some of the things that you are saying. They're talking about shooting migrants at the border, people who want to come in to the United States and contribute to this country. You can't shoot people like that. If you don't like that, then you need to vote. If you don't like the fact that the taxes that come out of your paycheck are going to police who may or may not shoot folks who look like you, then guess what? You need to vote. Because one way or another, your taxes are going to come out. And it's going to go to pay for the government, so you might as well have a say in it. You wouldn't let somebody just take your money, and you don't have a say in what happens with it.
Right.
When you don't vote, that's what you're doing. And so those two reasons are reasons for you to vote. But on the state level, we're voting for a governor and lieutenant governor.
Right.
The legislature is a Republican legislature. They are a very conservative legislature. We don't have enough money coming to Philadelphia schools because the legislature does not give enough money. We got the biggest spending gap between rich and poor schools of any state in the country.
Mm.
That means a bigger gap than Mississippi, than Alabama, than Florida. And so we need to make sure that we have a governor from the opposite party in the governor's office. And so you need to vote to
right.
make sure that your kids get what they need for their education. I mean, there's so many reasons, man. But we're looking at a governor. We're looking at a senator. Everybody's looking at their congressperson.
Right.
These are key offices. You know, Kavanaugh, the guy who just went on the Supreme Court. You know, people accuse him of sexually assaulting women. A lot of people believe that he did that. If you had a Senate that was of the opposite party, then maybe he wouldn't have gotten in there despite those accusations, right? So there's just so many reasons to vote. I mean, the stuff that we see happening right now is because we don't vote in the numbers that we should. It's an easy thing to do. Go out Tuesday and vote.
Right, and a lot of people don't understand that the reason why it was hard for Obama to get a lot of the things that he wanted to get done when he was in office was because when he was in office, the Congress was majority the other party.
That's right.
So that's why he couldn't get a lot of things. So we have these checks and balances in our judicial system for a reason. So that one particular party or one particular kinds of thoughts doesn't take over. But when
that's
you
right.
have a majority on all parts of one party, it, you know, it can be good or bad depending on what you believe in.
Exactly. Exactly. And whether you vote or not, you're voting. Because
right.
if you don't vote, you then voted for whatever it was that you didn't like.
Let's talk about that, because a lot of people, I see this when I tell people to vote, a lot of them are like, well, my vote doesn't count. And then I think what happened in the last election with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the Electoral College, you know, a lot of people were like, well, the Electoral College is in place, so my vote isn't going to count. What do you say to that?
So the Electoral College is only in place for presidential elections.
Right.
And it goes back to the founding of the country and small states having as much say as big states. The president is elected state by state.
Right.
So even in a presidential election with the Electoral College, your vote does count, but it counts for your state. Whatever candidate wins your state gets all the votes from the Electoral College.
Right. All the votes from that state. Right.
That's right. And so your vote does count, but it counts for your state in the presidential election.
Right.
No other election works that way. So for your senator or for your congressman or your governor, the three offices that we're voting for now, or your state legislator, all of those go by the popular vote. So whoever gets the most votes wins. The Electoral College has nothing to do with this election. And so whoever gets the most votes wins. Your vote does count. They can win by one vote, and your vote could be the difference.
There it goes. For you, I'm not voting. My vote don't count. So in PA, the Senate and House seats are up for grabs. Also, governor and lieutenant governor. In New Jersey, Senate and House seats are up for grabs as well. In Delaware, Senate and House seats are up for grabs. And then the attorney general and the treasurer as well, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Solomon Jones, thank you for your time and for your information. You're on our sister station, so let them know how they can listen to you.
So I'm on Praise 107.9 FM every day from 10 to noon on Praise 107.9 FM. Come check a brother out.
Oh, thank you, Solomon. Have a good day, and congratulations all right, on all your awards, because you out here winning trophies today.
Thanks, Mina. Shout out to Tuskegee Scholarship Organization. They gave me an award today, and we appreciate all of them.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Have a good day.
You too.